You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture, and I'm your host, Erin McKinstry. Electronic sports is a growing multi-million dollar industry. There are professional gamers, worldwide tournaments, and millions of fans. Columbia College even has its own esports scholarships and programs. KBIA's Hannah Haynes reports that they recently held a Girls Who Game event to try to address the gender gap in this male-dominated industry.
Columbia College's Game Hut used to be a men's locker room, but you wouldn't know that today. Blue lights run across the ceiling and give the hut a blue glow. Computers line the walls, each with its own special gaming keyboard. Couches sit in front of TVs connected to PlayStations and Xboxes. The room somehow feels relaxing and intense at the same time. On the day I visited, there were 10 girls aged 12 to 14 filling the room with their energy and competitiveness.
I'm here to play games with other girls that like the game.
That's Allison Simmons. She's 13 years old. She's been gaming since she was 7. Today, the girls are playing a game called Overwatch. There are 5 girls on one team playing against the other 5 girls. They talk to each other through the headsets they're wearing, whispering strategies.
We're defending them, so they can't. We're trying to not let them pass.
All 10 girls here today have clearly played this game before, but Allison is their leader.
When I first started, I was already, I was on my father's account, so I was playing against high-level players, so I had to learn fast, so right now I think I'm at least 50% better than I was at the very beginning.
She's been playing Overwatch for over a year now. Her father introduced her to esports, and since then, it's turned into a major hobby.
What I really like about esports is just it's one of the very enjoyable concepts and where it's more strategized in the brain instead of physical. So instead of like physical needs, you need mental and planning and cooperation needs more than pushing or like tackling like in football.
Even now, years away from applying for college, Allison says she loves the idea of playing competitively in college.
Yeah, I would think that would be a very interesting way to get other people to learn and get scholarships. And it's just fun to incorporate hobbies into learning experiences.
Allison was excited about today's event. She says it can be hard to meet girls her age who like to game. She's made friends with other gamers online, but there's a downside to that as well.
It's a pretty cool part of getting other friends that understand you. There could also not be friendly people on the internet. So that's one of the bad things about it. People take advantage.
She says she'd like to find more people to game with, but her main priority is getting to try out the long list of games she's interested in.
Oh, there's like so many games that I would have liked to try, like the old retro games. I would have liked to try those at some point.
The event was the first of its kind for Columbia College Esports, and it reached full capacity with a waiting list of more girls interested in gaming. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture. I'm Erin McKinstry.